This is Dr. Yolanda dictating several reports. The first is on patient Samuel Richmond, first name S-A-M-U-E-L, last name R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, date of birth 03-1260, and the date is 1-23-2013. New paragraph. Rehab concern, colon, back pain, new paragraph history, colon. Patient is a 52-year-old male with a complex past history referred by Dr. Phyllis for evaluation of back pain. Onset December 4th when the patient was struck by a car, comma, landing on the ground on his left side, period. The patient had pain initially at both hips and his back, and when he returned home, he applied ice, period. The patient's mother brought him to the emergency room where he was evaluated, including colon, plain films of the lumbar spine showing multiple compression fractures at T11, T12, L1, and L3 with grade 1 posterolisthesis L2 on L3 period. Subsequent CT scan revealed the above compression fractures with suspicion of chronicity at L1, L3, and age indeterminate at T12, period. In addition, the patient had x-rays of his knees, comma, in light of trauma to the knees and the patient's history of ligamentous instability at the knees, x-ray revealing small joint effusions at the left knee, period. The patient has been having discomfort at the mid to low back since this time period. He uses ibuprofen for pain period. Patient is, however, able to walk and does not use an assistive device, period. He doesn't appreciate any weakness in the lower extremities, period. He no longer has any bruising, though reports that the bruising was not severe, either at the knees or the back from the time of the accident, period. New paragraph. Patient has a past history fairly significant with a diagnosis of ligamentous laxity since childhood with overflexible joints and recurrent strain at the knees, period. Patient has a diagnosis of ITP and has previously had extensive workup with chronic prednisone use for many years until more recently when the patient was able to come away from the prednisone and be treated with IVIG every 5 weeks, period. In addition, patient has diagnosis of sarcoidosis and sarcoidosis with primary involvement at the lungs, period. The patient has had multiple falls with fracture at the arm and wrist and a dislocated elbow and left knee dislocation, period. The patient's current status is that if he hyperflexes the knees, comma, his patella subluxes, period. He has apparently had orthopedic evaluation and some intervention in the past for this condition without significant improvement, period. The patient's current medication, in addition to the ibuprofen, is Lithobid, L-I-T-H-O-B-I-D, Buspar, IVIG every 5 weeks, and Fosamax once a week for osteoporosis in addition to calcium and vitamin D, period. The patient has an allergy to penicillin, period. The patient has some cognitive limitations since childhood, but was working and does drive, period. He lost his job and is currently on disability, though he does attend classes at the local recreation center, period. The patient's mother lives nearby and is very involved in his care, period. New paragraph on exam today, the patient is found to be a short-statured, petite, awake and alert, 52-year-old male who looks younger than his stated age, period. In static stance, he's found to have a thoracolumbar kyphoscoliosis with a tendency to have his trunk tilt toward the right side, period. The patient is not tender with palpation at the paraspinal musculature, semicolon, however, he does have localized tenderness at the spinous process of T11, T12, period. There is, the patient has had weight loss since stopping the prednisone, and he has little muscle mass at the hip, period. He has no difficulty with internal rotation and external rotation of bilateral hip, period. The patient is hyperflexible at the hips and knees, period. He has no swelling in the lower extremities, either around the hips or around the knees, period. His gait is unremarkable without an assisted device, period. The patient is able to single limb stand with minor support with the upper extremities, period. New paragraph, impression. 52-year-old male, status post-trauma with T12, L1, and L3 compression fractures with possibility of acute fracture at T12 following trauma, December 2012, semicolon, ligament dyslexia with uncertain diagnosis, semicolon, ITP and sarcoidosis previously on long-term prednisone. New paragraph, recommendation, colon 1. Patient and his mother and I reviewed our findings at length using the anatomical model in the office and referring to the patient's plain film x-rays. Next number, I will be discussing with interventional radiology whether or not the patient's CAT scan is adequate to determine the acuity or chronicity of the patient's T12 compression fracture, period. The patient may need to have an MRI scan to further determine this and see if the patient is a candidate for vertebroplasty. Next number. The patient will be making an appointment with Dr. Laura Tosi, T-O-S-I, of Pediatric Orthopedic Surgery at Children's Hospital in reference to the patient's laxity at his knee. Next number. Ice is appropriate for the patient for the back, hips, and knees. Next number. I will be touching base with the patient and his mother once I have some further assessment regarding the patient's compression fracture through interventional radiology, period. Thank you so much on this patient. Thanks. Please send a copy to Dr. Sillis.